Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 26th of September. This week on the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast, we examine what was so different about Peter and John that their enemies recognised them as men who had been with Jesus. Can people see you have been with Jesus? Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn to our Bible reading for this week, Acts chapter 4 and verses 1 to 22. Today we're reading from the New International Version. Peter and John before the Sanhedrin. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. Amen. Yesterday, I suggested that we are the average of the five people we spend most time with. We should therefore be people of whom it is said they had been with Jesus. Coming at it from another angle, who you have spent your time with shows whether you've been with Jesus or not. You see, Jesus spent most of his time with the excluded in his society, the outsiders, the misfits, the sinners, the poor people. The council that tried Peter and John after they'd healed the crippled beggar recognized they had been with Jesus in part because they were following his example. They too were spending time with the excluded, like the crippled beggar. The council trying Peter and John was the same council that had tried Jesus and condemned him to death. They were wealthy and thought themselves the intellectual and powerful men of Jerusalem. But Jesus didn't spend much time with them. He could see they were self-serving and causing pain and suffering on the population as a whole, particularly those on the margins of society. Jesus brought love and healing to those who most needed it, and he calls us to do the same. Peter and John had been with Jesus, and in his name they brought that same love and healing to the poor and sick. We too must stand in solidarity with those who need us the most. This demands we have been with Jesus and that our lives are being transformed by him. This is our name. This is our calling. And it all comes from being with Jesus and learning from him. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to go deeper, and if so, then this question might help you. Who could you stand with in solidarity today? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about living like we've been with Jesus.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.